Yesterday was the worst day yet for the Australian state of Victoria and the COVID-19 pandemic. There were 127 new cases and two men died from the virus. The majority of the new cases are in what is being called hotspot suburbs in the northwest of Melbourne, and many of them are residents of high-rise towers, accommodation for lower-income families, many who come from a range of cultural backgrounds. Nine of these towers have been locked down with about 3,000 people inside. One of them is 70-year-old Timorese man Conan Lay, who was forced in quarantine with his wife. English is a second language for Mr. Lay, and he says he didn't realise the lockdown was in place until he came face to face with police. He says there is a mixed feeling within the towers about the restrictions, but says it is essential that everyone gets a COVID-19 test.
Well, people have a different feeling, you know. So myself, I can accept that. I understand it. Like I say, for majority people, health and their safety sometimes is necessary. My opinion is that as soon as possible, is the test is carried out for everyone. So I want to know what happened to me.
The Victorian government has been criticised for the lack of translators to communicate the lockdown. Mr. Lay has been speaking to other elderly Timorese people with limited English to help them understand what is happening.
And especially the elder people. I'll take an example. In my unit, the seventh floor, I have a couple, we come from the same country, Timorese. The elder people. Other one is in the street, poor. So they are living alone. They don't live with the kids. So they call me, you know, they worry too much. Because the other thing I find out is because the language problem. So the people like us, you know, we are not English speaking background. So for the elder people, they don't know how to speak English.
Timorese man Conan Lay, who was one of almost 3,000 people in forced lockdown in public housing here in Australia. Another person who is not allowed to leave their home during this lockdown is Samoan-born Lucy. Lucy is not her real name, and she wants to protect her identity as a domestic violence survivor. Lucy is in lockdown with her kids, and she spoke to reporter Talia Olatia.
So, Lucy, when did you find out that the public housing tower that you live in would be in lockdown?
I saw the news and my daughter called me and she said, "Mom, I saw the news. You're on lockdown for like 5 or 14 days." And I said, "Yeah, we didn't even know anything about it, but we went downstairs and they said, you can't go anywhere or you can't do shopping or go anywhere else, just go back upstairs and stay inside."
Who lives with you, Lucy?
Me and seven kids.
And so were you prepared to have enough supplies to look after you and your seven kids?
No, I didn't even prepare for that to come, but I have a little bit of food at home. We don't have like vegetables, we don't have milk or bread, we just have some meat in the fridge, so that's it.
Obviously the authorities would be in communication with you. What have they told you about what to expect, how you will get food, what to tell your kids? What kind of information are you getting as a mother to help you navigate what would be a very confusing time?
Oh my gosh, actually they said they're gonna provide some food. And they give us a number. They say, call this number, and then they're going to give you some food or anything that you want. But I called the number, and they asked me, what do I want? And I told them the thing that I want. And I've got a dog at home, and I told them that my dog needs some food as well. And they said, okay, we're going to arrange someone to come and bring some food. I was waiting all day, all night. No one come.
Have they come yet, Lucy?
They came last night. They were announced that to come and pick up your meal in your front door. But I was waiting. I think it's like 12 o'clock last night. I opened the door and there was like it's just one like soup packet outside. And it's like five meat pie inside the bag, and that's it. And it's eight of us in the house.
So how long was that meal supposed to last? One soup packet and five meat pies for eight people and a dog. How long was that supposed to last? Do you have any idea?
It's not enough for eight people in the house. I don't know what do I have to do with it. I think I'm going to give it to my kids, and I'm just live here starving myself. It's still confused because my kids eat every 10 minutes they go in the kitchen and they want food. So I'm just locked in here with my kids struggling. And even my kids outside, they've got their own house and they keep on calling me if they're allowed to come and bring some food. And I asked them and they said no.
So you asked, who is it, the building authorities or is it the police downstairs? How does
the police, yeah. It's the police. I went downstairs and asked them if one of the family member come and bring some food, and they said no, they're not allowed to come.
So only food can come in through designated sources. It can't be family bringing you food from outside.
Yeah, they can't come. None of the family member can come. All day yesterday, my sisters and my older kids, they keep on calling and see if they can help and if we can help you bring anything. And I said, you know what? It's wasting your time to come here because the police, it's everywhere downstairs. They can tell you to go back home.
How do you feel, Lucy, knowing that, you know, there are so many police around? Are you and your residents concerned? Are there also like social workers that you can raise concerns with?
All I can see downstairs is the police at the moment. We don't need the police. We just need the workers, the nurses. The kids like keep on saying, "Mom, what happened? Why the police are here?" Sometimes they're just so scared and what the police, and they said, "What happened downstairs? Why the police everywhere?" I didn't even say anything. I just ignore them because I don't want to say anything or...
Yeah, you don't want to worry them either.
Yeah, I don't want to worry them.
Lucy, do you know if there are any COVID-19 cases in your apartment building?
I have no idea. I went downstairs yesterday to walk my dog and I was asking one of the police because he was following me when I went to walk my dog. And I was asking him, is there anyone from this building got the COVID-19? And he told me that not sure if there is anyone in our building's got the COVID-19.
Lucy, it's only been a couple of days since the government's announcement. How are you feeling now and how do you feel this lockdown will go? What are you concerned about for you and your family the longer that you spend in lockdown in this tower?
Actually, it's so sad because, you know, kids wanted to just go downstairs, play downstairs. They just wanted to go somewhere else, like away from these buildings and get some fresh air. And we can't do anything. So it's really very sad for the kids' sake. They just lying on in the bed and thinking, why can't we just go downstairs like we always play downstairs? And So it's very confusing.
Are you worried about their mental health and what a toll that this might take?
I do worry about them, especially my 8 years old twin. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's happening. I just fear for them. It is very hard with someone's got too many kids and wanting to go for a walk, take the kids to the park. So, but we can't do that. I don't know how long we're going to be like this for. They said 5 days or 14 days. So it's too... I'm so worried.
That was Lucy. She is currently in lockdown in one of the 9 Melbourne public housing high-rise buildings, and she was speaking there to Talia Olatia.